This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, the charts for the week of August 9th to 13th, about to be in the focus here, as Michael J. Harrison joins us. I don't know what your middle, I actually don't know what your middle name is. What is it, Michael? Stephen, all right. Michael S. Harrison.
That's right.
Is here, okay. From Talkers Magazine, the charts, the items on the chart are listed at talkers.com every week, as they are on djvshow.com. This is kind of a co-production. We have the people from the DJV program in one of the hours, a two-hour program every weekend, so you will know exactly what is being discussed according to the research at Talkers, Bible of the Talk Radio Industry. I could take a half hour just to introduce you, and then we wouldn't have any time to talk about the stories and the people. So,
and I go out for a bagel.
You, do you like Einstein bagels? What's your favorite bagel?
I like any kind of bagels. I even like bad. There's no such thing as a bad bagel, and there's no such thing as bad pizza.
Really?
I mean, there are better bagels than others. There are better pizzas than others. But you know, when you're stuck, they'll do.
I like to have a lot of jelly on my bagels, but they have to be gluten free. That's important. Gluten free bagel. All right. Shall we get to the list?
No. Let's change the show to Bagel Talk.
Well, all right, we could talk about Taco Bell defying COVID, their new restaurant. We ought to talk about that in conjunction with the number one. Whoops, I gave it away.
I don't want to make any jokes about COVID or Taco Bell.
No.
Too many people don't have a sense of humor, and too many people are suing other people. So I'm going to stay out of that.
Story about the guy who was in death row who's suing the government because they let the priest touch him? To give him his final rights?
He's suing them?
He's suing the state.
He's on death row, and he's suing them for health
because
reasons?
Because he thought it was he was offended by the priest touching him when he was on his last leg, as it were.
That's another topic I'll stay away from. Yes. Boy, you're just throwing a whole, a cow pasture full of topics, and I haven't put my shoes on yet.
All right, well, let's get to work here. On the
here we
people
go.
List first. And the
At number 10, Jeopardy. At number 9, the California recall and local and regional politics. There's so much, so many elections and jockeying for position going on that collectively local politics has made it to number 9 this week. At number 8, immigration reform and the southern border crisis. The only place you really hear about that anymore is talk radio. And it's still very important, obviously. The Biden administration would be smart to deal with it more aggressively. At number 7, U.S.-China relations and Afghanistan turmoil. At number 6, the heat wave, wildfires and climate change. At number 5, voting legislation, race relations, police reform, and crime and violence, all lumped together at number 5. We have a bunch of topics at number 4, social media censorship, defamation lawsuits, and cybercrime. And number 3, the Cuomo resignation and the Me Too movement. And number 2, the economy, the infrastructure bill, and inflation. And number 1, as you gave it away, although it really is no surprise, COVID-19 vaccines, masks, and mandates and madness. The People Survey, we have Mike Richards and Mayim Bialik. Or Mayim Bialik, or Mayim Bialik, depending upon who you talk to, at number 10. At number 9, Gavin Newsom, Ella French, and Lori Lightfoot, Chicago controversy and concern,
Oof.
Number 8. Yeah. Number 7, Rudy, Sidney, and Mike. At number 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rand Paul. Nancy Pelosi's at 5, Andrew Cuomo and his brother Chris Cuomo at number 4. Dr. Fauci is at 3, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. Hey, Abbott! At number 2, and number 1 is Joe Biden, and there's the cast of characters and topics that made up the conversation on talk shows this week.
According to the research at Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here. So I wasn't being facetious when it came to COVID. There are all kinds of stories. I mean, you look through. I went through one morning this week on the DJV program. I took all the headlines that I saw in front of me in various forms, various sources, 14 different headlines about COVID, including the largest teachers' union supporting vaccine and testing requirements, that is, the National Education Association, through its president, had said before that mandates ought to be negotiated, that is, in their contract. But now, the 3 million teachers that are represented by the union as they get ready to go back to school say, no, we want everybody to get vaccinated. If the school district says you must be vaccinated and must be tested, we're all in. And so that's really, there's the landscape here among unions, the auto, the big three automakers are all saying that their people have to be shot. That doesn't sound right. They have to be jabbed. Is that even better? No, they have to get their vaccine. And so that's causing a lot of controversy. Can we mandate? Well, if it's a private company, they can, right?
Sure. And unions and it's the obligation of unions, whether you like them or not, to protect their workers, to protect their members.
Mm-hmm.
And we have overly politicized this, in my humble opinion.
In what way, Michael?
Too many people are dealing with this issue as a political issue for political jockeying and playing to people's fears than just another situation of public safety. In public safety, you have to sometimes bend rules that otherwise would be considered traditional constitutionality during normal times. But when you have war, for example, during the air raids, when they would put the sirens on because they're afraid there might be, you know, bombing in America, there were air raid drills. You hear the sirens, you turn your lights out at night. Now, what if somebody said, hey, the government does not have the right to tell me to turn my lights out. My home is my castle. I mean, that could have been a political argument. The draft was a political argument. Does the government have the right to draft people when an army is needed?
Does the government have a right to charge you income tax? That goes back to 1923.
But does the government have the right to exist? I mean, you know, people that don't like government, what are you going to do when there is no government? You'd wish there were a government. It's like people that don't like police until, of course, they need to call a cop. And these are issues that we have to use abstract reasoning, abstract intelligence, cooperation, and an understanding of the reality of human nature to be able to run a society. You cannot live by idealistic extremes because they break down under changing conditions. You have to have ideals as a compass guide, as sort of a direction that you want to head in terms of the story arc, but you can't be so rigid as to not understand cooperation, and sometimes you've got to bend a little bit for the public safety, or we'll all go down the tubes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you've hit the nail on the head. Flexibility. Individuality. Yes. That's what America was built upon, not some great mass understanding everything has to be the same. No, it's not how America works, frankly. Although we do have maybe a little bit too much diversity. Some people say, there's no such thing as too much diversity. Yeah, there is. Yep. When nobody can get together and figure anything out. You see the list this week of where people are moving, where the people are coming from that are moving to various parts of the country. Matter of fact, 3 communities in Massachusetts were noted in the top 10, and 2 up in New Hampshire as places that are most desirable and where most people are moving quickly because of the price of housing and the ease of getting mortgages, that sort of thing. But that's changed dramatically. The whole, you know, there's a big deal. This, I think, as we do this program, the New York Times has a story about the 2020 census, which is completely irrelevant because the 2020 census doesn't have any clue as to what the pandemic has caused people to do with their living habits, where they've moved to, out of the cities, suburbs, into the suburbs, and into rural America. Changing the whole landscape, if you'll pardon the pun, of the country is changing rapidly. And it's causing real estate values to change rapidly, too, in many of these areas. So it's not, you know, it's not like there was a cookie-cutter situation here. I want to ask you a question, because on number 7, the people, this Mike Lindell's name is there. Somebody sent me a note this week telling me that I was a boob, basically, for continuing to do MyPillow commercials. So here was my response, and I'm sure that other talk radio, because this is a big staple of talk radio advertising, they survive by selling their pillows and the things that are in their product catalog on a news talk radio. Personalities tell the story, and people go to the website and buy the stuff. So I've been doing this for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years, my pillow commercials, and Lindell has been a fixture, and recently he has lent himself to some kind of crazy theories. So some people are saying to me, why are you helping this guy? And so my response was, I wasn't helping him. I'm helping the 1,500 or 1,600 workers in the plant in Minnesota who are good American workers who are making a good American product. Do you think that was the right response, Michael?
If that's your truth, it's the right response.
If that's how you feel,
it's the right response. It's a legitimate response. I mean, it's a complicated story. It's a complicated issue. When we do business with companies that we don't agree with, it has to do with how far we're willing to compromise, as I was talking before, to look at things with an abstract intelligence versus our principles. I mean, you know, boycotting is a statement of free speech.
Right.
So, but
shutting the guy down isn't. And all those people would be out of work if you shut them down, which is...
Yeah, I think we have to take a break, Doug.
We do. It's 17 past the hour. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour of the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be with my friend Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, sort of a club of listeners that like knowing what's going on in this fascinating world, the world of news talk. It's fun. It can be entertaining. Can be fulfilling. After all, isn't that why we're on the air, Michael? We're here to have fun, aren't we? Are we
here nothing to have else
fun?
To do. I mean, we don't have any other skills.
It's
or
a
useless.
Living. Yeah, right. We could be. It's a living, right? How many people would
it's
tell
a
me- you?
It's a meager living that we do to serve the public.
Yes. Isn't it nice that we're public servants?
Actually, this career has brought both of us many opportunities, a colorful front row seat on the passing parade of history.
Yep.
Think about
we've
all the interesting scoundrels. I mean, people you've met.
I know. Both radio people and people people who came to the radio. I think most gloriously, if you'll pardon the pun, of Gloria Allred in Houston walking around outside when Gordon Liddy get the Freedom of Speech Award and the news cameras there. And I, because Gene Burns, who was the president of our association at the time, was ill, I was the vice president, so I had to do all the Facebook Time stuff. And you did, too. It was just hysterical. I didn't think
that
it was
whole thing is on
the
C-SPAN. If you go to the C-SPAN website, that stuff is all there.
Yeah,
the history of all that stuff is there. Yeah, because C-SPAN covered all of it, and they have on their website everything they've ever done.
Yeah.
So I sometimes go to C-SPAN when I want to really become ill.
I see. Some of the old stuff of me on C-SPAN is that I have a YouTube channel, Doug Steffen's YouTube channel, and you probably do too, with all of that old footage. The old stuff of being on C-SPAN, and I think I was on with you. I think the first time I was ever on C-SPAN was with you.
You and I were on Journalists Roundtable with Brian Lamb.
That was it. Yeah, yeah. And here, there was a guy.
We looked like,
what a visionary.
We looked pretty young.
We did. Well, we were, actually. It was, what, 25 years ago or something?
It's a little more than 25 years ago.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So let's talk about what is going on with, do we need to spend time on COVID, really? Isn't it so clear what's happening? Do we really need to talk? And I say this in all earnestness because it's coming out of my ears this stuff, and I don't know where it's going. I don't know how it's better if we say more or less the same thing. It's kind of like the Daily Delta dump. You know, that's what it's become. That's what I call it on the DJV program, the Daily Delta data dump. That's what it is. It's all the stuff from these companies. And what the bottom line is nobody really knows what is good for you and what isn't. They can't prove it. Whether, you know, all this stuff now, the CDC says, don't get the third shot unless we know about it. Why? What do you have to know about it for? Why does the government have to know that I'm getting a third shot? Do you? Am I missing something here? Or is it just the government trying to be in charge or in control of everything? Which, they're too much in my... I don't need them to know that I have a shot. I know that I've had a shot. So why does the government have to know?
Well, maybe the government is trying to keep track of the efficacy of the vaccines, what works, what doesn't work, what the trends are, where we're heading. There are reasons for the sharing of that type of information during a national, international crisis where people are dying. I mean, I think there's a certain truth that we should be concerned about our privacy and our independence. But I also think that to shut down on any kind of government involvement or protection when it comes to health, especially with something like
what's
this, which
happen?
Is largely unknown, I think that that's extreme. I think the answers lie somewhere in the middle.
Really?
Irrational.
So I'm being irresponsible? Am I being irresponsible?
Well, I'll tell you on the other side of the break.
Back after these words, 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is speaking out about Afghanistan.
Afghanistan is spinning out of control.
He's calling on the Taliban to cease fire and negotiate. They've taken control over all major cities in the country except the capital of Kabul. Around 3,000 U.S. troops are heading there to provide protection during the likely evacuation of embassy personnel and others in the city. Former National Security Council Afghan Director Paul Miller says President Biden's decision to withdraw from Afghanistan so quickly disheartened their military.
He, I think, delivered a crippling morale blow to the Afghan army, and they no longer believed they had the resources they needed to win. So if that's true, then why fight? And that has led to a cascading effect where the Afghan army is not fighting and the Taliban are winning.
This is USA Radio News. Officials put a military base in Washington, D.C. on lockdown temporarily after receiving reports of an armed man entering the location. The lockdown at Joint Base Anacostia-Balling was lifted about 2 hours after it began with the arrest of a suspect. The base said the man was last seen on the south side of the facility near the Blanchard Barracks. He was seen entering the base after local police received reports of shots being heard in the area. If last month felt hotter than usual, it wasn't just your imagination. NOAA's National Center for Environmental Information issued a press release saying that July 2021 earned the distinction as the world's hottest month ever recorded. Previously, 2016 July held the record for the hottest month on record when global temperatures were 1.65 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's 34 after the hour now on our weekend in review of the hot stories, the big news, talk items, the people that are on the list. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We do this every week at this time. Review sometimes more specifically some of the stories. Sometimes it's more of a generic discussion about talk radio, news talk radio, that sort of thing. And we were sort of getting to the Daily Delta data dump on the DJV program.
And you were making the proposition that there's nothing left to say about COVID-19.
There isn't really. What's new? It's the same sort of thing.
People getting sick and people dying, I think, is new.
Well, that's not new. They've been doing that for almost 2 years.
For people that die, it's new. I mean, people are dying who have never died before.
How does that help people in their lives? If somebody's dying, how can us talking about it more help them?
If we provide information, if we provide comfort, and if we provide a release for people to express their frustrations, I think it's important. I mean, it's the number one story on a countdown show, so it's hard for me to say it's not important.
No, I'm not saying it's not important. I've just run out of things to say that are new and
bring in
fresh.
Somebody new.
Phil McGeehan is the person in control. He's in the control room as we produce this program. Yeah, maybe we can put him on, or we'll find somebody from K-pop.
I think you're
Korean
suffering from DJ
group.
Burnout.
I am?
Yeah, there used to be a thing in music radio, the first people to think that the records were boring were the DJs because they were listening to them 2-3 times a day or 2-3 times a show.
So I'm not thinking about my audience.
Well, that's the thing. It's your egocentric, narcissistic nature. But that's okay.
Excuse me. Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But seriously, you know, you want to talk shop? Yeah. It's DJ Burnout. This is the most topic. This is the most important topic of our times.
Yes.
And it's easy when you do this for a living, as you say, to get tired of it. But the fact of the matter is, we would be derelict.
I want to bring something new and uplifting, and I want to give people new information about new stuff, and they really.
And you should have tried out for hosting Jeopardy. I mean, you know,
I do a better job than either of those two characters, I'll tell you that. Mike Richards, please. Alex Trebek rolling around in his grave. They're ruining that program. And that's number 10 this week. I was surprised that you found that to be so much a focus of people's attention.
It's a major American icon. It's a major American cultural issue. Jeopardy is such an important story. It's such an important element. First of all, it's a symbol of over-the-air television. Yeah. You know, Jeopardy is a symbol of one of the few things in American life that brings people together, people from all different walks of life, all different political ideologies, not to mention it is family entertainment, that families can watch it together, and it strives to be intelligent as opposed to, you know, playing to a dumbed-down audience. I think Jeopardy is important, and I think I'm glad, actually, that it legitimately came in the top 10 as a topic being talked about on a news talk radio this week, and it was. I mean, this is not something that we decide to do, you know, out of the blue. People are talking. Did you talk about it on the DJV show?
Yes. And enjoyed the conversation that we had about it, comparing all of the hosts, because there have been dozens of them since Alex Trebek passed away. My favorite, I would like to see a woman host Jeopardy, as a matter of fact. And
there were a bunch of them.
From the Today Show, I thought, did a very good job. She's pretty professional, and she's got
Savannah?
No. Why did I? It's out of my mind. And
Katie Couric?
Yeah, Katie, yeah. Katie Couric.
The other one, another woman. There was another woman. I forgot her name, but she's a very big TV star.
Yeah. So that'd be something different to change it all up. We seem to be all so fascinated, so compelled to put women into places where men have been before. It's time for a change. You look at, you know, that you really are getting me to think, and that's really what the best part is of hosting and of listening to a good talk radio program. Stimulating the host and the listeners together is an important thing to do. So I'm reminded of Lori Lightfoot, who's number 8 this week on the People list because of the circumstances in Chicago where she is mayor. There was a shooting. She went to, I think, to the funeral. And the woman was in the hospital that got shot, and she went to see her, and the police who were guarding her turned their backs on her because she's done such a horrible... And most of these were black police officers, too, by the way. She's a black mayor. Most of the officers who turned their backs on her were black.
And well, it goes to show that the black population is not a monolith.
No,
that,
certainly.
There's as much diversity of opinion among blacks as exists among people of all major groups in this country, and certainly the African-American population is a major segment of the population.
Let's just think about that for a second as it applies to talk radio. I can think of a couple. There's a fellow who I love, and I never can remember his name, who's on in Baltimore that you have at the conventions from time to time. Been coming for years and years.
Larry Young of
WOLB.
He's been at every convention.
Yep, fabulous guy, and he's so unassuming. So I was thinking about him and the league into which he fits, and then I was thinking about Larry Elder, who's another black American talk host who is now running for governor of California. Can you imagine the two of them on a stage at a talkers convention together? How do you think that would... I think
they would
be very...
They would have a major debate.
Yes.
They would have major debate as to everything having to do with the political position of African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
One says one thing and the other says the other.
Yeah.
And both views are, depending upon the angle you want to take, valid and legitimate. I understand the view of conservative black Americans, but I also understand the view of the liberal ones. And I'm using liberal and conservative as a broad strokes definition. Neither really is a good definition, but it gives you at least an idea of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, there are people who say, oh, Larry Elder's not a real African-American. He's a conservative. You can't be a real African-American and be a conservative. It's just assumed.
Right.
If you're an African-American, you're a Democrat and a liberal. Well, that's not true.
No, not at all. There are a lot of, especially if you go into certain southern states, there's a whole, you know, and that's the other thing about voting. One of the items that continues, see, now you've stimulated me to thinking about what we are saying on the program that I'm involved in about these issues. Number five this week is continuing focus on the voter legislation initiatives in various states.
Correct.
And what to do about getting people, the most people, to the polls. And whether
some of that legislation is designed not to get most people to the polls.
So
it's designed to prevent many people from getting to the polls.
Who said so?
Democrats.
Exactly. Because they want more people to get to the polls to vote for them. So they'll turn it around. What's more American than voting? And what's more American than proving that you are who you say you are in order to have a legitimate vote? Why is that? So that's really at the crux of all of this. They can shade it. They can color it. They can give you a bunch of BS about it's keeping people from voting, especially black people. And that's complete nonsense. That's like saying, I'd be insulted if I were a black person and somebody said to me, you should be able to go vote and not have to prove who you are because it's hard for you to get a driver's license. Really? That's it? Hard to get a driver's license. I'll tell you what it's hard to get if you're black. That's money from the government to buy a farm. Did you know, and this is another thing, I'm off on a little bit of a toot from the American Family Farmer Show, of which you were the inspiration, by the way.
Biggest mistake that, I ever made. I'm under all kinds of turmoil upon.
Well, the whole business about blacks having been given after, do you know this story? The Civil War, at the end of the Civil War, the government said, okay, the blacks get X amount of land, and you get this piece and that piece and another piece, and yeah, yeah. Never gave them a deed. They can't prove, as it's gone from generation to generation to generation to generation, they can't prove that they own the land because there was never a deed given to them by the government. So now the government won't loan them money to keep them on the land to keep producing produce, and it's like you go around in a circle. You know what I'm saying? The government is saying, you can't prove you own the land, so how can we give you money on something that you don't really can't really prove you own? It's a real conundrum, because there are a lot of blacks who have a lot of land who now don't have any money to farm the land, and they can't borrow any money because the banks say the same thing the government does. But you can't prove you own the land. Can you imagine being a black person having land that was yours and you can't prove it? I would be apoplectic if it were me. And so that's the kind of stuff, you know, that's what's really important, not whether you can go get a driver's license or not. Anyway, it's 44 FDR. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. On the people side of things, we like to list all these things so you have at least one official run-through I know you find it hard to believe, but sometimes we get digressing a little bit on some of these things as we approach them. So let's get to number 10. Mike Richards is number 10, connected to Jeopardy! The Story List. Number 9 is Gavin Newsom. Yep, the California recall. That sinks. Let's see here. Number 8 is Ella French and Lori Lightfoot. Rudy Giuliani is at number 7 with Mike Lindell. Number 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Andrew Cuomo is 4. Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul, number 3. Ron DeSantis is number 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. I'm sure when this DeSantis thing comes up, people talk about other governors like Greg Abbott. So that is what gets the conversation started. And you heard it here first. It's the People List, the Story List on the Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Here are the charts for this past week, the week of August 9th, 13th, according to folks at Talkers Magazine that do the research on the top stories, the top people on the list. Number 10, what's going on the set of Jeopardy? Ha-ha! Number 9, the California recall, et cetera, immigration problems on the border. Number 8, our relationship with China. This doesn't seem to be much different, but there is Afghanistan in there to contend with, so that's 7. The heat wave and the fires, number 6. Number 5, race relations, crime and violence. Let's see, number 4, what's going on in the social media department, censorship. That'll be a good thing for all of us to focus on for a little bit. The resignation of Mr. Cuomo as governor of New York, number 3. Number 2, the economy and our infrastructure. And number 1, guess what? COVID. That's it. Those are the stories. The top of the heap on News Talk Radio this week.
All right. So one of the things I like to focus on with Michael is his interview that he does every week, the MH interview, Michael Harrison interview, MHinterview.com. You can find it also at talkers.com. Who's on the dais this week?
We have Dr. Dahlia Wax, who's one of the leading physicians on talk radio. She's nationally syndicated, and she's a real nonpartisan fountain of truth and insight, and she looks over the horizon about health. And, of course, COVID is – we take a deep dive into COVID. It's an important show, and I'm proud of it, mhinterview.com.
She's a very interesting character.
Oh,
she's,
yeah.
Oh, she's full of life. She's got lots of energy. She's everywhere when we have – get-togethers, she's giving a run-over. Hey, it's a big hug, Doug. How are you doing? What's going on? Big smile. Yeah, she's a big personality. She's on in Las Vegas, right?
She's out of Las Vegas. She's on across the country, and she should be a much bigger name and star than she is. Who knows why not? But the fact is, I'm proud to have her in our stable of go-to people, and she's this week's subject in the Michael Harrison interview at MHInterview.com. It's really a good half hour of conversation about COVID, and it answers some of the questions you said before, like what's left to talk about? There's plenty, and we
got it. All right, there it is, themhinterview.com. It's 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with a countdown extra. And the extra this week is something that will be near and dear to the hearts of all of you who love news talk radio, talk radio. Sometimes they're put together, same kettle of fish. Not necessarily are they supposed to be. But each year, Talkers Magazine, through its editor, Michael Harrison, lists the what they call a heavy 100. And in that group are all the major talk radio programs and hosts in the country. And I have not, this year, gone through the list of the top 10. In case you don't know who they are, I'll give you a little insight, a little background into the top 10, according to Talkers Magazine. These are the top 10, and it's kind of a subjective thing. It's how much exposure do you have? How long have you been around? It's the, you know, a lot of different things, revenue. There are different things that guide Michael to deciding who's in this list. At number 10, a fellow known as Joe Pags. Joe Pagliarulo, who originates his program on WOAI, which is a great talk radio station down in San Antonio, Texas. He also is syndicated by a different company called Compass, and so he's on, I think he's on 100 or so stations around the country, has a good reputation, good solid voice, thinks things through well. I think he's a good talk radio. From my perspective, I think he's a good talk radio programmer and program host. Michael Berry, who's number 9 on the talkers list of the Heavy 100, another Texan. He's at KTRH in Houston. I used to have, when I would have guests on the Countdown Show, I used to have Michael on from time to time. Interesting fellow. not everybody's cup of tea, but he has a substantial following in Houston, and that's, and I think he's syndicated in various areas around Texas. So that's why people pay attention to him. All right, the annual list continues. Talkers.com is the place where you'll find the list of the Heavy 100. Number 8 on the list is Tom Hartman. One of the reasons Tom Hartman is on the list is because he's the only liberal, I think, anywhere on the count. Well, that's not true because there are some others further down. But there certainly is no parity in left-leaning hosts to right-leaning hosts. I would tell you that pretty much everybody else on this list of the top 10, all of them, are from the right of center. So Tom Hartman, who is syndicated on, I don't know, 8 or 10 stations around the country, is number 8. He does a lot of television work and is visible. And so because he's unique in being successful as a left-leaning host, that's why he's on the list. At number 7, Mike Gallagher, who used to be in New York. Actually, he was in New York City. He was in Albany before that when I first knew him. And now he is, I think he lives on the West Coast, and his program is aired on the Salem Radio Network. Number 6 is a lady named Dana Lash, who is syndicated by Radio America. She has found great, or actually been able to make great strides since the demise of Rush Limbaugh. A lot of stations now are carrying her program in that slot. She's different. She's right of center. She was a spokesperson for the NRA, as a matter of fact, for 2 or 3 years. Got a lot of attention because of that. 5 on the list of the Heavy 100, Joe Madison, who was former Washington host, black fellow, been on in Washington for quite a long time. I think he started in Baltimore and then went to Washington. Now he's on Sirius XM. They have a couple of the talk channels, and he's on one of them, and that attracts a good deal of attention. I should, when I was talking about being left of center, Hartman, I mentioned him as being probably the most well-known on the radio. Madison is probably the most well-known of all the lefty hosts. He's on Sirius. Okay. Number 4 on the list, Brian Kilmeade, good guy from Fox. He is on television and he does a radio show, and he's made a great, he's a good guy. I like him a lot. Mark Levin has been on the list for quite a long time. He's number 3 on the list. I don't have much to say about him. I'm a member of the school. If you don't have anything good, I like him as a person. I'll leave it at that. Number 2, Dave Ramsey is number 2 on the Talkers Heavy 100. Guy's been around for quite a long time. He deserves this success. Worked very hard at his program, and he now has syndicated 3 or 4 other programs. Sort of cut out of the same cloth. And number 1, you would expect this, having me listening to me do the top 10, and there wasn't Sean Hannity there. Look at that, top of the list. Sean Hannity is number 1 on the talkers list for obvious and good reasons. So that's it, the top 10 talkers according to Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.